Well, it's like Christmas for techies. The annual Apple product launch, Chief Executive Tim Cook started by paying homage to late co-founder Steve Jobs on what is also the 10th anniversary of the first iPhone. He then announced the latest and almost certainly most expensive new version of the device, the iPhone X. NZME reporter Sophie Ryan was at the launch, and Sophie is with us. So how did it all go, Sophie? What's the big deal for Apple this year?
Good morning. Well, it was a really exciting event. There was a lot of tributes paid to Steve Jobs, but then the real excitement started when Tim Cook said this, meaning the new iPhone, will set the path for technology for the next decade. And he introduced the iPhone 10. So it's written iPhone X, but it's the Roman numeral for 10. It's pretty amazing. The screen runs from edge to edge. It doesn't have a home button. Instead, it uses facial recognition technology to unlock it. And if you want to exit an app and go home, you just swipe from the bottom of the screen upwards and it will take you home.
Interesting.
In terms of price,
yeah.
The top model, the iPhone X, 10 with 256 gigabytes of data will cost a New Zealander $2,099. So that's pretty expensive.
Wow. And what about other announcements? What else was announced?
So the iPhone 8 and 8 Plus, which are basically the newer version with better cameras and better technology of the standard iPhone, were announced. And they are available for pre-order from next Friday and available in New Zealand the following week.
And Sophie, what was the reaction at the launch? People excited? Is this, you know, the best in innovation? Is this a winner?
Yeah, it did seem to be a winner from talking to commentators after the event, and we got to hold the phone in our own hands and have a play around with it. The general reaction was really positive. It is sort of with these events, all the details tend to get leaked in the weeks leading up to it, and it was sort of the leaks and the rumours were right. So it wasn't so much a big surprise, but just to hold it in your hands and really feel, it did feel like a luxury smartphone.
All right. Thank you for that, Sophie. Appreciate it. That is NZME's reporter at the Apple launch, Sophie Ryan. See, Glenn, it feels just so good. Doesn't it? You can feel it.
Ooh.
No. Oh, it's lovely. $2,000. It's a lot for a phone. Anyway.